Well, good morning and welcome to all, especially our guests who join us for the Mass this morning here at the Madeleine. One of our guests, Heather Priori, is going to speak in a few moments, tell us about her involvement as a focused missionary of evangelizing on college campuses here in Oklahoma and elsewhere. Also at this Mass, at the request of Bishop Slattery, we will offer the novena prayer that he's asked us to engage in response to the Black Mass that's scheduled in Oklahoma City next month. So we'll be having a holy hour also here at the Madeleine nightly until August the 15th, this Friday, except for the evenings in which we have Mass scheduled. Also, he has asked us to fast from meat and meat products. So think of it as we're called to be vegans for Jesus, at least for 9 days. This coming Friday is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the Mass times are on the cover of the bulletin. And also at the request of Pope Francis today, we'll offer prayers for the Christians and other religious minorities in Iraq that are suffering unspeakable violence at the hands of Islamic extremists. We'll continue these prayers next Sunday as well. If you have basic cable, you probably have the Discovery Channel. And on the Discovery Channel beginning today is what is known as Shark Week. It is the 27th annual Shark Week, so this is a popular program. And among the things that are scheduled, because it's all about sharks, the predators of the oceans, and amongst the episodes that are scheduled for broadcast this week include, titles of the episodes include Shark of Darkness, Munster Hammerhead, Zombie Sharks, and Great White Matrix. They're all reminders of why I don't swim in the ocean. Basically, it boils down to this, that if I go swimming in the ocean, I do not wish to have another one of God's creatures look at me and think, lunch. I know it's a silly, irrational fear of being attacked by a shark. I know that statistically, I have a better chance of being hit by lightning repeatedly than to be attacked by a shark. However, I also know that if I don't get in the water, the odds of a shark attack drop to zero. So that's where I like them. I know it's a silly fear. But fear, no matter how irrational, is a powerful thing. It is all too real. And the scriptures that we hear at the Mass this Sunday talk about fear and being a disciple and following Jesus. Now, if I have a fear of the water in some ways, I think that puts one in good company. The ancient Israelites, the Hebrew people, the Old Testament, they saw the ocean as a place of chaos, danger. They were farmers and shepherds mostly. You know, in the Old Testament, we hear a fair amount about the Israelite army and generals, but you notice we don't hear much about the navy or admirals because they didn't have one. In such chaos and danger, that's what Peter fears in today's gospel. Another familiar account in Matthew of Jesus walking on the water. Now, as a fisherman, Peter perhaps knows better than most the fix that he and the disciples are in. This is taking place not in the middle of the ocean, but rather in a large freshwater lake referred to as the Sea of Galilee. And in the winds and the waves, they've been pounding the boat for hours in the darkness. There is fear, a legitimate fear of sinking and drowning. That's a real possibility. Fear is not always irrational. Fear is also real for the prophet Elijah that we hear also of today, but in a different way, a different time, a different place. He's living several centuries before the time of Jesus. He has spoken out against the evil committed by Ahab, the king of Israel, and his queen Jezebel. And because he has spoken out against them, they now want him dead. They put a price on his head. So out of fear, he has fled the country. He has gone into the desert and nearly dies there of thirst and of hunger. And he goes to the place where Moses encountered God and received the Ten Commandments. And there, Elijah also encounters God. There is wind, there is storms, there's earthquake, there's fire. Sounds a bit like Oklahoma. But in these forces of nature, we could also see them as the powers of the world. Father Robert Barron has a reflection on this passage. in which they could represent that drive for power, for status, for wealth, for pleasure that continually tempt us. And you notice that the voice of God is not heard in any of these forces of nature, but rather only in the small whispered sound. Elijah's fear and despair leave him. He returns to Israel and continues to be God's prophet. Now, as many of you know, I spent the month of June on pilgrimage in Spain on the Way of St. James, or simply known as the Camino, and I had 2.5 weeks of walking, mostly in silence and in solitude. And you can hear that whispered sound there as well. One of the lessons I learned on the Camino was about the weight of my pack. Tried to keep it under 20 pounds and saw it very much as a symbol of the weight of my sin for which I was there to do penance, but also as something else, the symbolic of the weight of my fear, which perhaps is even a greater burden. Now, I won't go into details or specifics about my fear other than to say kind of generally that it has to do with the fear of trust, the fear to believe, the fear to act in faith. And my fear is probably similar to your fear. It's Peter's fear as well. That's why Jesus repeats the words of the prophets, "Do not be afraid." He says that to Peter, he says that to the other disciples, and he says that to us. And we hear this over and over and over again, because fear is real and powerful. The walking on the waters that Jesus does is not a trick. It's not an illusion. It's not an hallucination. It's one of the great miracles. And if the storm and the waves, they represent the powers of chaos or and of danger, or they represent the powers of this world, then something vital is revealed in Jesus' actions. For by walking on the water, he shows that he has power over them. Powers of chaos and of danger, the powers of this world, have no authority over Jesus, nor do they have authority on those who trust in him. When Peter is focused on Jesus, he too walks on the water. Then when he is distracted by his fears, he sinks. But Jesus reaches out his hand to save him. That's why Peter is so often symbolic of us as the church. We long for the truth. We long for Jesus. And as long as we are focused upon Christ and not the powers of this world and not upon our fears, we too walk on the water. But when we're focused on fear, when we're focused on the powers of this world, we sink. But once Jesus takes hold of us, we want nothing more than to share this encounter with others, as does Paul, and with him we weep when what we offer to share is rejected and refused. But may we rejoice instead this day as Jesus reaches out to us in the gift of the Eucharist, his body and blood, soul and divinity, to proclaim that he is the Son of God.